Hey everyone, this is Tiffany from TiffanyLambert.com. So one of the things that I hear people talk about a lot are the numbers. Someone says, you know, to me, I'm trying to visualize myself making six figures like you are, and it's not helping. And, you know, a lot of people put too much emphasis on numbers and what they can achieve someday. And it made me think about one thing that my son was telling me about his boss. And in there, they have these work meetings, and he's a personal trainer, right? And the work meetings are almost fully focused on numbers. What numbers can we hit this month? What numbers does corporate want us to hit this month? And each individual trainer will have their own numbers game that they have to work on. So one thing that he was telling his boss was, you know, can we not spend so much time just talking about numbers, but actually saying, okay, here's how you achieve those numbers? Because a lot of people focus on whether or not they have X amount of traffic or X amount of sales, and you're not, you know, you're a lot of times people will say, well, do you analyze your traffic? No, I don't. I don't analyze my traffic. I don't analyze SEO. I don't spend time doing that. What I spend my time doing is researching my niche demographic and topic so that I can share good information with my people. That's what I spend my time on. I'm not going to waste time seeing how many times Googlebots crawled my site or where my traffic came from specifically. I might glance every once in a blue moon to see, hey, this is a good platform like Pinterest or whatever. I'm getting a lot of pin hits, so maybe I want to do more of that. That's about as far as it'll go. But I don't sit there and break down everything and strategically do that. Nothing wrong with that if that's your approach. But you also have to have the other side of the coin. You have to have the good content that will sustain your audience and make them want to come back every day. So one thing that I thought was cool with my son is when his boss took off for a week and another person had stepped up to take over, they decided to go ahead and implement that kind of a meeting where they would teach the strategies. So each existing trainer who was who had been there and who was thriving and like booked solid took under the wing, under their wing, one of the lesser established trainers who had not been there as long and shadowed them and taught them their strategies so that they could have something meaty to work with, right? They taught them learning things. And my son happened to get someone who taught him basically for an hour a day. You know, there's a lot of emphasis for them on go get the sale, go get that comp session. Like you give them a comp, you give the client a comp session to go over everything with them and then try to make the sale. This particular guy was like, don't ask for the comp session. Go out there and meet people and really become a friend of them. Go out there and find out what their name is. What are they doing at the gym? What are they there for? What's going on in their lives? Things like that. And so he did this, and he said he spends an hour just walking the floor, introducing himself, you know, hey, I see you around here a lot. I haven't met you yet, and I just wanted to introduce myself in case you ever need me, because it's a place where the trainers are there, so if people need them, they can walk up and ask, you know, a question or whatever. And sure enough, because he wasn't selling to them, because he was just there as a friend and talking to them and getting to know them, people were asking for his card. Can I get your card? Can I sign up for you? Because it wasn't a hard sell. It wasn't anything where you're trying to get them. You were showing up to serve, so they really liked that and decided that's the kind of person they want in their lives. Same thing with you as a niche blogger, marketer, whatever. You show up to serve, you be there for your people. That's the kind of person they then want to buy from later. That's one reason, you know, and it's not a strategic thing. It's just a human thing. I want to be there for my subscribers. A lot of them want to pay me for coaching. This week, especially, people are like, can I just pay you for coaching? No, I don't want you to pay me for coaching. I just want you to tell me what your problem is. Let me help you free. And then, you know, later, if you find value in how I do things, then you can, if you want to choose my link over someone else's because of the value you've gotten from me, that's great. If not, that's fine. But I'm not going to sit there and say, I've got a $1,497 coaching program for you, because that's not how I do things. I don't like it. I prefer to become friends with my subscribers and to get to know, what are you struggling with? Where are your problems? Because I was in those shoes, you know, 19 years ago when I started out. You know, I was, you know, the kind of person who did have to sit there and celebrate every $5 I earned and wonder where the next five was coming from and things like that, because I didn't know at the time. So it's good. It's helpful to hear back on the memories that I have, you know, to hear what people are still struggling with today and tell them, okay, here's what I know and what can help you. And maybe it'll get you out of that space you're in now. So one thing that I advise you to do is forget trying to go so far into numbers and analytics that you forget what your purpose is in all this. I don't care what niche you're in. If you're in dog training, your purpose is to allow that pet owner to have a good relationship with its pet. You're doing that for the pet. You're doing that for the person so that that bond can be strong and the house, the family can have a good experience with their pet, and that pet doesn't end up being dumped off at some shelter because it's untrained. If you're in the relationship niche, your purpose is to help people find loving, lasting relationships and you're changing lives at that point. Same with my son, his purpose is to help people change their lives and, you know, whether it's health or just mindset or whatever, and live a better life. Anything you do is going to be like that. Just even the survival niche, you're giving people peace of mind that they will be safe in a bad situation, whether it's a hurricane situation or World War III or whatever's going on. So every single niche that you're in, kitchen organization, you could do something like that. That's taking stress off of mothers who hate going to the kitchen, can't find anything. Everything's a mess. Mine's like that, by the way, right now. My pots and pans cabinet, it's so hectic, it's stressful. I can't even find anything under there. So you're taking the stress off of those people and helping them have a better life where that mom can just walk in there, find the pot she needs, make a nice meal, or a dad or whoever. And, you know, it keeps there from being stress in the house. Every little thing, it's like a ripple effect, and you're helping it. That should be what you focus on. Not whether or not Googlebots sent a bot to crawl your site within the next 3 days. Okay. So get your priorities straight on that and adopt that show up to serve mindset and really work on your content. You can't just create content and forget about traffic, though. There's a balance. There's a technical balance. So that's when you educate yourself about all of the free traffic methods that you can. Pinterest, YouTube, Facebook, all of that kind of stuff. And you learn how to get people exposed to your value. Okay, for my son, he has to walk the floor. It's intimidating for a lot of people, but he has to walk up to people who are in the middle of a workout, interrupt them, and just say, hey, you know, I know you're working out. I just have seen you a lot. I wanted to introduce myself. I'm here if you need me, that kind of thing. And maybe mention something on him. Oh, what Fitbit level do you have? That's cool. I have this one. And so on, you know, get to know them. And I will tell you that when you are there for those people, they have a reaction that they feel valued. They feel, what's the word that I'm trying to think of? They feel like someone cares. Same way when I sent out that email to y'all and I invited you to contact me, whether it's a personal issue that you're having or it's a professional issue that you're having, I'm here for you to talk, to vent, whatever. People feel like someone cares. And if you do care, that's a really good thing. If you're just sticking it out there or whatever, then don't even bother. But even for my son, you know, he has people who are, his interaction with them can change their day. They'll tell him, you know, I showed up today. I was in a really bad mood. I was having a bad day. You changed my day. I left there feeling so happy and so motivated. And that's such a good thing. So you can do that in any niche you're in. Just put your sights on the right priority, okay? So that's it for me today, and I will talk to y'all later.